Oh God!
You all right? Been working today?
Yeah.
Do you know why I've asked you to do this?
Well, kind of. I've got an idea.
A bit morbid.
Yeah.
We'll all be crying by the end of it.
So we've actually decided to do a podcast.
Yeah, about time, really.
What do you mean?
Not about time, you know. People know that we are related.
Yeah,
in
but
a
that's
way.
Obvious.
Yeah, well, yeah. People know that we work together, but we've never done a podcast.
Yeah, more ways to make money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you could say that. Yeah. What, are you getting paid for it? You haven't offered me a penny.
Welcome, if you're listening to this, hello. And secondly, there's reason as to why I have decided, and I say I because you, Dad, you will just tag along and come
don't
for the ride.
Just tag along.
No, but...
You came second.
Yeah,
I'm fine. The eldest, yeah.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Well, but look, we'll do it together. What I'm trying to get at is that I think people don't really realise that we don't do any old rubbish together.
Yeah.
We do some rubbish if there's a lot of money.
Yeah, it all depends.
But yeah.
You only do the rubbish for the money.
For the money. But what I'm trying to say is we tend to do things... Well, certainly I want to do things with you because I like that when I'm older, if I have grandkids and if they have kids and whatever, I have evidence to show them my relationship with you.
Well, I was your dad.
No, but like,
they don't believe you.
No, but okay, but no, but think about it this way, right? How nice would it be if you had, like, with your dad, if you had, like, you know, us doing Gogglebox, all that type of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you could show me that. Like, because obviously,
amazing.
I understand.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So genuinely, like, because a lot of people say, why don't you do more stuff with your dad? Why don't you do this, and that?
Yeah.
I honestly believe that I like doing the things that I can show in later life.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, you know, we stopped working together, didn't we, all the time? Because we didn't want to be a duo. That's
no.
The last thing you wanted.
No.
I wanted you to be...
You're more of a sidekick.
Oh.
Yeah. But like... No, but listen, I
was right.
No, but that's when it came to me about this, right? Because there's a question, there's something that people always say to me whenever it comes up that, you know, obviously you're my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love you very much. You have, you know, achieved and accomplished so much in your life. Right. A lot of people say to me, oh, what advice has your dad given you about this?
Yeah.
And sometimes I realize I've never asked you those questions.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And what I'm terrified of is you're someone that the general public thinks knows a lot about life. You've been through it all. You've seen it all. You've got all these wild experiences. That means that I need to, before you die, get all this information out.
Right.
So that what I can do is that when finally you die... Right. I can imagine like a big library and I can go, oh, shit, I'm in this scenario. What would my dad do? Or what would my dad say? I can go to like, say, episode, I don't know how long, depends how much money they have. If we've got episode 5, that's what he said. I remember what he said about that. I can go to it.
Hang on a minute. So you've invited me here to talk about death.
To be honest, there's so many names you can call it. But I genuinely think, for fuck's sake, my dad is Martin Kemp makes the most sense.
Yeah, but that's a lot. Different than saying my dad's dead.
No, but my dad. Well, if you like, it's more help. My dad's gonna die. What do I ask
this
him?
It's the most morbid program I've ever been on.
No, but it's nice. I'm saying to you, I'm saying it in a nice way. I'm saying that.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
You know, look, I've got this guy in my life who I can ask a lot of things and advice on. So I need help. What do I ask him? So that's why. Like, and there's a lot of people that will be listening to this as well that have lost a parent, or don't have a parent, you know, or a guardian and whatever like that. And I think there's a lot of questions that they would want to ask, or they wish they'd ask.
They wish they'd ask their dads. Yeah, that is the most common saying when someone, you know, departs this world is, I wish I'd asked them that.
Your parents aren't here anymore, right?
Yeah.
So Nan and Grandad aren't here anymore. There must be loads of things where you go, oh, I wish I'd asked him that.
Oh, so many. Mainly about him and my mum together, because my mum and dad were so shy. You know, it was like...
Is this your way of telling me to ask you about yours and mum's sex life again?
No, but my mum and dad, right? If we were sitting around like a TV and there would be a program come on and there'd be a little sex scene, everybody within seconds would make out they were asleep.
Yeah, but then I'll show you the flip side to my childhood, which is me and mum did that position yesterday.
What?
That's what I'm saying. That's what my flip side of my reality isn't you pretending to not watch it. It's you pointing it out going, me and mum were doing that yesterday. That's my reality.
Yeah, because it's better to be open about everything, okay. Isn't it?
But then there you go. So now you realise my not so morbid, my morbid podcast idea is quite good.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. You know, because I would love to have spoken to my dad about, do you know, mainly about love, because my mum and dad were great at it. You know they were. They were madly in love with each other the whole time I remember. And they came through thick and thin. And I think I would love to talk to them about that. Mm. And I never.
Love's nice, but I think we should start at the end.
Go on, yeah.
Death. So what do you believe? Because you're closer than me.
what do you mean?
So, okay, here's first question.
Yeah.
Do you think about the moment that you're going to die as you get older?
Yeah.
Do you like, because I like look at it now, I'm 30, right? So I start going, all right, I've got about 60.
Yeah.
60 years, if I'm lucky.
I'll be really honest with you.
How long do you think you've got left?
10 years.
No, don't joke. How long do you think you've got left?
Listen, I don't know how long I've got left, but I will tell you, I think since I was the age of 34, when I went through all of that brain tumour scare, right, when I spent 2 years of my life thinking I was going to die.
Yeah.
And I think after that, everything else, every day, every year, every month that I've lived, every experience that I've had has been a bonus. And I will tell you something, it's really strange that when I was 34 and when I went through that brain tumour stuff, I was practically resigned to the fact that I was going to die, but I was quite happy with my lot because I had lived the most incredible experiences. I'd live stuff that people were dreaming about doing, about being in a rock band, living through the 80s in a rock band, the people I'd met, the things I'd done. You know, when I was 17, I was flying around Europe on Learjets, drinking champagne at 8 o'clock in the morning. Lived the most incredible life. By the time I was 34 and I thought I was going to die, spent 2 years thinking about it, I was quite happy. I thought, if I go, do you know what? What a life. And that was back then. So every year that I live, every month that I'm alive now is like a bonus.
Yeah, but I want to know the real details here.
Yeah.
Who's dying first? Your mum.
In my head?
Yeah.
It'd be me.
It'd be you first.
It'd be me, yeah.
Right. So you're there, what, on the bed? Are you in a bed in hospital?
Yeah.
Or is it like plane crash?
Oh, no, I'm in a bed in hospital.
You think you're in a bed in hospital?
Yeah.
Who's there? Who's there?
Shirley be there, Harley will be there, and you'll be working. Yeah.
But like, do you think about that? But like, honestly, because I always think about this. With death, I'm terrified of dying.
Are you? Yeah, that's because you're young.
I think I'm going to die of a heart attack.
Yeah, but that's because you're young, bro.
But like, but that's why I ask. Like, do you have an age in your head?
Yeah.
Because you're what? How old are you now?
Be happy if I got to 80.
Don't say that.
I would be happy.
Right. How old are you now?
What am I now? 62? That gives me a good 18 years. 18 years more of pissing about? I mean, that's...
18 years. What year do you hit the decline? My God.
What?
What year? Because it's got to start getting real bad at some point. Well, what, you think you're going to die in 18 years? Well, this is this is why I'm glad we have this on record so I can start saving for the funeral, which is the next question.
Oh my God, what am I doing here?
Okay, fine. Yeah. You die in 18 years, right? Just
so
we've got this.
I'm going to. I'm saying I'd be happy
with
it.
But again, this is why I say, right, my dad's Martin Kemp.
Yeah.
He's going to die in 18 years.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to die in 18 years. Yeah. I'm going to have to deal with National Treasure lost, right? That's what I'm going to have to do. No, because you joke, I'm going to have to deal with that.
Right.
Right? Well, Harley as well.
Yeah.
But like the big BBC breaking news. Do you think you'll get on Sky News?
No. No.
You don't think you'll get a montage on The One Show?
No, I won't. No.
Yes,
I won't, bro. You know what I'll get? I'll get a little star down the bottom of the bizarre column in the Sun. Oh, and by the way, Kemp's gone.
What do you think is going to happen?
That little star asterisk thing.
The obit.
Yeah,
the obit at the bottom.
The headline would be, he is mould.
Yeah. I think, yeah, mould. Oh, brilliant.
You got it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I think you'll get at least a, maybe not, no, definitely not. You won't make BAFTA, but you'll make NTA death montage at the end.
Oh.
You won't be BAFTA. You're not going to be BAFTA, are
you? That's not very nice, actually. Yeah, what about...
What, television BAFTA?
No. It might be film BAFTA.
Film? Maybe.
Maybe.
For the craze.
The craze. Yeah. Craze.
Fine.
The craze.
But, so you think craze. Black and white.
And then television BAFTA might EastEnders might be as well. They got the music gongs as well. What, the Brits, I might get one.
That's it. I think I'll get fuck all, right? Yeah.
No, I think you'll get one. I don't know if you'll get yellow bar on Sky News, but I think something will happen.
Well,
but
I don't think I'll get yellow bar. I'll tell you, bottom of the bizarre column.
So that happens, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's really sad. National treasure lost. What are we doing for your funeral?
What would I like for my funeral?
Am I cremating you? Am I burying you?
Oh, cremation, yeah. Do you know what I believe?
Yeah, go on.
I believe that we are, and this gives me great satisfaction in thinking about death. I believe that we are all like plants, right? That we are on this earth, we grow, right. We flower,
okay.
We have our moment, and then we die away. And then there is nothing left of us. That's what I believe. I don't believe there's life after death. I don't believe that...
Well, you don't think of anything.
No, I don't think... do you know...
Soul?
I'll give you an example I do believe. You know when you go into hospital and you have that operation and you have... They first put that anesthetic into your veins and you go into this darkness. And the next thing you know is you wake up, right? It might be 8 hours later, you're waking up. But you have achieved this blackness. And I think that blackness, that is what death is. Black. You do not know fuck all about any of it, right? You don't know anything else. Time doesn't exist. You don't exist. Your brain has gone. If there was an afterlife, right? I would give you a scenario of what I would love to happen.
Yeah.
Right. I reckon I would go up to the pearly gates, right? Well, they wouldn't be pearly anymore. They've been there for a few million years. It'd be rusty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'd go up to the old rusty pearly gates and there would be Steve Strange on the gates,
right?
And he would meet me there. And
your mate.
He wouldn't let me in the gates. He would take me round to the VIP.
Right. You want to be in the VIP section of heaven.
The VIP section of the pearly gates. And he would take me round the back.
Yeah.
And I reckon round the back, this is what I see in my head, that there is this area that is filled with dry ice, right? Most probably like heavenly mist or something, but it's probably dry ice.
Yeah.
And I would go there, there would be Jimi Hendrix on guitar, stage waiting for me, Jimi Hendrix on guitar, John Bonham on drums.
Who's that?
John Bonham, Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Best drummer ever. There would be Jimi Hendrix on guitar. There would probably Miles Davis on trumpet.
Yeah.
There would be...
Who's singing?
Who do you think is going to sing?
Elvis.
Elvis is going to sing. Okay. In his white jumpsuit, he's going to sing. He's standing at the front. And then I will walk over and I will put the guitar that I used in Live Aid around my neck, plug in,
and play.
That's the band, right?
Yeah.
And I would be the bass player. Until John Entwistle turns up.
Yeah.
And I'm the fucking roadie again.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works out.
So that's what you like to imagine is you're going off and playing a gig.
Yeah. That would be, for me, probably bliss.
So you don't believe... Okay, so you don't believe that, like, you know... I mean, we're talking about, like, death and that.
Yeah.
So, like, your parents passed away.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that they're anywhere around you? You don't believe that, like, they're watching you?
No, I don't.
Anything
else? No, I feel that they are completely gone. And I'm really happy about that. Because what would...
I suppose it's easier, but it's a bit boring, isn't it?
What would burn me, right, is the idea that if you have died and you are looking down at what's going on and that you can't join in, there's this burning frustration I get that how do you not want to join in with what's going on? You can't...
Because they're at peace.
Well, they're at peace because they don't know anything about it. And that makes me happier. The idea that I would be up there somewhere floating around in the ether looking down at you and Harley going through trauma and I wouldn't be able to help it, right? Like, or we all face problems in life, don't we?
Yeah.
You know? And you guys going through problems would kill me. And so I would rather be a plant that dies and goes away and doesn't know anything about it. That makes me feel really good about it. It does.
That's pretty rubbish advice though, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. It's
well, just... son, you know, life and death, you're just a plant.
Yeah, you're a plant.
And it's black.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to
That's
say?
That's terrifying. Yeah, imagine I've been a child. Death. Yeah. No, but like, one thing I will say on the life after death thing,
right,
and this is for me, people always say like, oh, they're watching over you.
Yeah, yeah.
They watch it. How much are they watching? Because a lot of time,
see, no, you're on the same page.
A lot of time, I sat my ass eating crisps.
Yes.
What are you watching that?
Yeah, you're on the same page as me.
Also, the other thing that I think about when I think about, you know, when people say, "Oh, they're in heaven now."
Yeah.
What do they do for the rest of the time?
Exactly.
Do they have a job?
No, they don't have a job.
Do they have a job? Are they just watching
around?
But floating around where?
In the ether.
That's what I mean.
In the dry ice.
Yeah, that's what I don't believe. Do you know what?
Yeah.
We'll come to this.
Energy that's floating around. I believe in.
Yeah. Look, I'll get your advice on that type of stuff another time. Right?
I've seen a ghost.
Don't even start. That's a lovely tease for another episode.
All right.
Right? Because we will talk about that.
I've seen a
ghost. We will talk about that another time.
Yeah.
Today, I wanted to achieve one thing.
Yeah.
Right? And that is, I feel like a lot of people, when they have a parent or a loved one, they don't ask the question, yeah. Right? And then they're stuck when they kick it.
Yeah.
What's your funeral? What am I doing?
Funerals. I mean, they're funny things, aren't they? Because I only went through this just a little while ago because Shirley lost a sister, didn't she? Your mum lost her sister. And no one knew what sort of funeral she wanted because she never told people.
Mm.
Right now, there's a few good options out there, you know. And I think, for me, the Philippines do it the best. Do you know that option? In the Philippines.
I can't say I do.
In the Philippines.
Philippines do it best. It's like a brand.
Shut up. I am very familiar with the funerals in the Philippines.
What funeral you been to? This funeral you've been to in the Philippines?
I haven't been there, but I'm very familiar with the way it works there.
Right.
Because they don't bury you.
Right.
You go to the wake. They get your They get your dead body and they put it in their clothes.
Right? Yeah.
They sit you in the corner.
Don't tell me this. No, I swear to God, don't tell me this because I will do it.
You can do it because, listen, I'm gone, right?
They sit
you in the corner. They put a cigarette or a joint or something like that in your fingers,
yeah,
or a cigar in your mouth, dress you all up, and you are part of the wake. I'll tell you what, you could even dig the rest of my band up and put them on the side as well. The reunion that didn't happen.
They pick them up. Then what do they do after the party?
Well, they bury him after the party.
Oh, after the
party.
But
they get to go to the wake. Is that good or not?
I mean, I don't think... I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it. I don't think Mum would like that.
What, me sitting... Me sitting there, bits dropping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your nose is falling off.
Yeah. Bits dropping off you as you sit there.
Maggot coming out your eye. Right, Mark.
Yeah, just push the maggot back in.
Yeah, I'll just put some sunglasses on him instead. Can't see it that way. But like legit, like okay, yeah. So what? So you don't really want that. But like you want to be cremated.
I don't
right?
want that.
You want to be cremated.
Just saying it's an
idea.
Go,
right, it's an idea. So you got this funeral from the Philippines idea. Anything else and then that?
Yeah, there's another one that I've always thought is really good.
Right
in Brazil.
Oh my God.
No, this is true.
How many funerals are you going to?
I never said I went to a funeral in Brazil. I'm saying they do this, it's and I've always do. Thought it was quite good.
Right.
That they cut a hole out of a tree, right? Take the bark off, cut a hole out, and then they put the body inside the tree, put the bark back on, and they let the tree grow in and out of the body. So you become part of the tree. So instead of like going to visit the grave, like a lot of people do, and it's really sad, you've got this beautiful growing tree, and they know that you're inside it.
That is weird.
That is weird, but it's a nice concept.
That makes me think of like some like Last of Us like type zombie.
Yeah,
tree zombie.
But
so
lovely.
You want to be a tree zombie?
No, it's nothing like a tree zombie.
Of course, because the tree's still alive. So the living thing is running through
it's putting your body back into earth, back into nature.
All right, so which one?
It's better than chucking your ashes in the garden.
Do you want me to put you in a tree?
I don't want you to put me in a tree. I don't want you to dig me up and put me in like they do in the Philippines at the wake.
At the wake.
But I'm just saying.
Nice idea.
They're ideas. For you to think about. The best funeral, right,
yeah,
that I ever went to in my life was Paulie Yates, right?
Right.
Really lovely friend of mine.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Every boy in the 80s was in love with Paulie Yates.
Right.
And she passed away and I went to her funeral. So her coffin was covered in these beautiful tiger lilies and it was in this church that was connected to Bob and Paula's house.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect. And then Bono got up and sang.
Yeah.
Blue Skies. And it was the most...
Well, I'm not going to be able to afford Bono, am I?
Spine tingling. Oh, you might be able to afford Rick Astley or something.
Yeah, fair. Right? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's he going to sing?
You know? So Bono sang, right?
Yeah, Never Gonna Dig You Up.
Or oh, my... I...
Yaz, Ian, she could do The Only Way Is Down.
Oh, my God. Go on then. So what? So Paula Yates' funeral. What did you like about that?
I just thought that was the best thing I'd ever seen. You know.
But were people wearing black?
Yeah, people wore everything.
Oh,
yeah,
well, any
it was all black. Yeah, it was.
Because I don't like that.
Rock and roll is what I'm saying.
Right.
People could wear what they wanted to wear. There was no like.
Do you want it in a church?
No, it doesn't worry me if it's in a church. I'm not religious, right? You
know, no, I know. But you know, do you want it in a church?
Atheist. No.
Go on, give me a look. Go on, I'm going to run through it. With
yeah,
you,
yeah, go
right?
on.
Just so I know. Location.
All right, location. Yeah, you know what? If you've got to go to church. You've got
to. Oh, so now you want to go to
church? Yeah, you've got to go
to church. I'm glad I said it.
Well, even though I'm not religious.
You just said, oh, I don't want a church. I'm not religious.
It's
where do you want to go? A church.
Yeah, what am I going to else?
All right, fine.
I'm going to say, right?
The beach.
The gym.
The beach. The gym. You could say the Arsenal Stadium.
Yeah, the Arsenal. No, I'll leave that one to you.
Go on then. So
let's do it in a church. Right?
How many people?
20.
Do you know 20 people?
I don't know two, Ro. But I mean, 20 would come, I dare say.
20? All right.
Yeah, it's a good, fine. Quite.
So small.
Quite a good number, yeah.
Small.
Because you know me, I'm not a very kind of like out there.
No, I'm the same.
Friendly guy.
Yeah.
You know, with loads, tons of friends.
Yep.
And tons of celebrity friends. You know, I don't do all that. Let's say 20 people at a funeral.
Church.
A church, in a church, sedate church. Doesn't have to be a Church of England.
Right.
Right. Can be, what's it called when they have the churches that are non-religious?
Can I be totally honest with you? I think you've made that up.
Out there.
Non-religious church.
Yeah.
Right.
They are out there.
Okay, they exist. Yeah. Yeah. So you want to go to a non-religious church.
Non-religious church.
Right. Okay.
And then we'll have some singers, right?
You want singers?
Yeah, definitely. Like old 80s singers.
No, you don't want an old 80s singer.
Yeah, why not?
You want old 80s? I thought you were going to say like gospel.
No.
No, but you have to tell me. Are you being serious? Yeah, because being serious. I will do this.
Adley? He could come.
See, don't joke. I'm 80s singers.
All right, this is what I would
say. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
This is what I'm saying. I would have a small
church, funeral, non-religious right?
Small church, non-religious, about 20 to 30 people being there.
Right.
And I would have probably like a nice video put together. Of right. stuff that I've done over the years to
okay.
think back.
Yeah, montage.
Do not on this planet make it sad. Do not and go nowhere near sadness.
What about funny?
Yeah, make it funny.
Okay.
Tell jokes. Do make people smile and laugh. But yeah. Do not make it sad. That is the last okay. thing that I would ever want. I wouldn't, you know, none of those standard hymns that people sing over and cry.
Yeah.
You know, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Go on, then what music do you want? Two different songs, right? The first song is As We Bring It In.
Right, As We Bring Me In?
As I Bring You In, what do you want?
It could be Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially
and then,
in the middle bit.
And then Curtain Close.
Curtain Closes.
Because that's the big one.
Yeah, let me think about that.
Throughout all of our chats on this, I'll allow you to change. And I'll keep coming back and say, have you changed your mind?
All right.
What's the first one that comes to your head? Don't say Spandau Ballet.
No, I would never have Spandau. Spandau's a nightmare. It just reminds me of rubbish that went on with Spandau. You know, I won't have any of that. I don't need that.
AC/DC Highway to Hell. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Not but sure I don't think people would like it. Nah.
Nah, I'm not like sure mum would like that. I don't know. I mean, you got me now. I'll have to come back to you on that one.
Have a think.
Yeah, I will.
Last song is a tough one.
Yeah, it is tough. Because I don't want it to be sad. I want people to walk out thinking, yeah, he had what a life. You know, what a life he had.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Do you know what I quite like the idea of?
Yeah.
Right? And if I die, can you do this for me?
Yeah, go on.
Like, and this is really strange.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is from, right? If you somehow outlive me,
yeah,
this is what I'd quite like. You know when people go on a beach and then they like put a body on like the wooden thing,
yeah.
On like a raft,
yeah.
And then they set it alight and then they push it into the ocean.
Like they do it in India.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Really like that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think it's really cool. But in my mind, what happens is then a shark comes and eats it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you can. There is a funeral you can have.
No, you can't feed it to sharks. That would be... Let's do that.
That is really cool.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
I
take you to like South Africa.
Yeah,
go
chop
down
me
in
up,
one of those cages.
Chop me up and put me in that.
And feed you.
But I'm not joking. If this ever, touch wood, if this ever were to happen... I would love that. Would
is
be,
that what you want?
That would be really cool.
All right, I'll do that for you.
That would be really cool. Because I'm like you. I don't think you. I think your body's a waste.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's an absolute waste. So you've got two options. You either give it to science, right? Which I don't mind.
Yeah.
Right? But cool science, not like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cool science. Or you feed for sharks.
Me and mum will go down in the cage with you in a little bag. A little plastic bag because he's going to get messy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, just push you through the railing. And push you through the railings and let the sharks come and eat you. I mean, why not? Why
That's
not?
What I mean.
You can do that.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like I've had friends who've wanted to be blown up in fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
They've wanted to be, like, their ashes put into a firework.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
That is cool.
Would you like me to do that for you?
You know, you could be like Keith Richards. Snorted his dad.
I don't know about that.
He snorted his dad's ashes.
I don't know if I'd want to
do
that.
He did, though.
I know he did, but I don't know if I'd want to do that.
No, I don't think that's a
bit
good minging.
I don't think it'd be,
you can get made into
fine,
but you can get made into a little pendant. Then.
Fine. Would you want jewelry? Do you want jewelry made, or do you want me to put you in a firework?
No,
your ashes.
Not a firework.
Why?
Because it's a bit kind of there it is. Oh, it's good. That's good. That's gone now. It's
you,
over.
You want it
with,
in a diamond?
It? Everyone says it's a waste of money.
Do you want it in a diamond?
Yeah, put it inside. Put
Where
it
am
in
I putting
like
your ashes?
Diamond. Well, put it in like a diamond. Make a diamond out of it.
All right.
And make a little ring out of it, or something like that.
So you don't want your ashes spread. You want them in a diamond.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, well, if I had to spread them somewhere, where would you go?
Well, I wouldn't.
What? Well, I'm not going to keep you on the mantelpiece at home.
You could, to be honest with you, Ro, you can spread them where you want. Because honestly, save some money on compost or something, you know, down the garden centre.
So you just really don't care. You just really don't care.
No, because I'm gone. You know, I'm gone.
So when I think about you, when you die, and when it comes to that moment of I need to, I sit and I think about you. How do you want me to think about you? Do you want me to think that you're just gone, or do you want me to think that you're watching over me? Do you want me to think? Okay,
I don't think I should be watching over you. I don't think you. I want you to think about that.
Right.
I want you to think that I have gone, and he lived a great life while he was alive.
Okay. Right?
And that is what you got to think about. The person who I was when I was alive, not now I'm dead, not is he looking over me or, you know, because listen, I'm the same with everyone else when it comes to religion and all of that. When I am going through great times, good times, right, I'm a complete atheist. When I'm going through a bad time, I talk to God and I say, God, help me on this one. You know, I need some strength. It's a real contradiction. And I think I'm far happier knowing that you know that I've completely gone and I did my time.
Mm.
And that's what I want. You know, you asked me earlier about the song to go out on.
Yeah.
The Only Way Is Up.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Play The Only Way Is Up. Because that's going to make people laugh, isn't it? Imagine. Here he goes, curtain closed. The only way is up, baby.
Okay.
For you and me now.
All right.
There you go.
That's what you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We'll save that now, and then I will ask you later on.
All right.
Because I think that'll change.
Put that down in pencil. Then.
That's down in pencil. Yeah, I'll allow you to have a think about it, and that's in pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on your deathbed, you can just point to one. Dad, just real quick, real quick, real quick. You remember we made that podcast? Which one? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, exactly. Oh, we'll have to settle.
I'm sure it was The Only Way Is Up.
Yeah. When you die.
Yeah.
You're allowed to take like one thing with you. What would you take?
Well, in that scenario, that's saying that there is life after death, right?
Yeah.
Then I would take my telephone.
Oh, you go.
Well, I'm just
saying. What are you going to do? Ghost phone?
No, I'm saying you take your telephone because you're saying I can take one thing with me, which you're opening up a scenario that is completely, you know,
ridiculous.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying
a phone.
A telephone so I can text people.
What, other dead people or real people?
I can find out the Arsenal score. I can, you know.
You can do a lot with your phone.
It's a good thing to have.
No, I like that. I don't mind that one. You can what have your phone.
What would you say?
It just made me think of a TV show. You could make a TV show. That could be a TV show.
Someone texting.
Yeah. They've got the ghost phone.
Yeah.
The heavenly phone.
Yeah.
And they can contact their person. I don't know what I'd take. It's almost like what I'd quite like to know is, because I was going to say I'd take wardrobe, because I'm not too keen on the heaven type wardrobe. What, it's just robes. A white robe.
The robes.
Yeah.
I don't want to use that. No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be nice to switch it up. You'd be the talk of the town as well. You'd have other stuff.
Yeah.
But then it makes me think, what age are you? Presumably.
Yeah.
Do you get to choose your age? We can't just all be old.
Do you know what I reckon you are? You're in the prime of your life.
Yeah, but everyone's prime is different.
That's right.
Everyone's prime is different. Geezer from Malcolm in the Middle, his prime was when he was 10.
I know.
What's his name? Frankie Muniz. He was 10. So what, he's a 10-year-old?
Maybe he is.
That's what I'm saying. So but David Attenborough, when was his prime realistically?
Well, all of it. So he's got a big choice.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So do you get to decide? It's confusing.
He could choose which David Attenborough he wants to be.
Yeah. Or could you choose based on the day? There's a lot of things when it comes to heaven, there's a lot of things that need to come into consideration that aren't really thought about.
All right. Let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
I would like to know, when I die, what is the thing that you would like to keep that I own, right? And what would you throw away?
I throw away your Corgi cars.
No, you can't throw away my Corgi cars.
They're gone.
No, that is out of order. Do not throw away my Corgi cars.
If there's someone listening to this that doesn't know what they are children's toys.
I have, in the attic, you wait till you see.
Right.
I have every single toy that I got at Christmas. Right, and they are all in the attic. If I don't, this is for you to know, right? Because they are all in the attic in my house,
yeah.
And they are. I got them all so that your kids can play with them,
right?
And say these were granddad's toys,
right? They'll be crap by then.
Yeah, they are crap. You build them for about 4 hours, and then you play with them for about 10 minutes.
But that's what I'm saying. But you lost the argument in the first three words. In the attic.
Yeah. Well, they're in the attic.
Well, obviously, they're rubbish then.
They're not.
That's first
thing. They're not rubbish.
You ask me, what's the first thing gone? You're dead. What does it matter? You're a plant. You're in the blackness.
But they're not rubbish, but do not get rid of the Corgi cars. They're for your kids. No, they're not gone.
They're gone.
No, do not get rid
of them. That's tat. That's tat that doesn't need to be there.
I'm going to tell Mum. If she finds them,
that's fine.
Shop, right? You've had it.
Mum will be the one shipping them there. Honestly, they'll be on eBay, and it'll be a framed picture of you in black and white. It'd be a framed picture of you in black and white in memory of
don't get rid of them.
Beyond the grave.
Don't get rid of them.
Yeah, go on. What was the other thing? So you said, what's the first thing I get rid of and what do I want to keep?
Yeah. What's the thing that you think, you look at and you think, oh yeah, I'll have that when he's gone?
Yeah, your car.
The car.
Yeah, I'll have that.
All right, yeah, I'll put your name.
I'll probably sell it.
Oh, don't say it with that, right? You don't sell it.
No, I think the car. I'm not sure, actually. You don't have that much stuff.
I'm not a big collector, yeah.
No, you don't have that much stuff. Yeah. The only thing you've kind of only had throughout my life is that car. You have, a Porsche 911. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I've been eyeing that up since I was 13.
Yeah. What about all Ronnie Woods?
The paintings?
Yeah, the paintings.
Sold. They're getting sold. Get rid of them.
Stick them in cremation.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah, they're going. I think the whole lot's going. And I keep the car unless someone makes me a good offer. That was very productive.
Yeah.
See, this is why I kind of wanted to say, you know, I needed some help on the fact that, you know, you're my dad and you have this whole life that you've lived. And I realised that I'll need volumes to go back to. I wanted to be able to go back to conversations. I've achieved a lot today.
Yeah.
I mean, we've achieved a lot. When it comes to it and Harley goes, shit, dad's dead, what do we do? I will come back to here and go, got that.
All right. The only way's up.
Yeah, I've got it all. I've got it all. But you joke. I've got everything.
No. It is a good conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
It's what I said to you, Ro. You know, Shirley just lost a sister and they didn't know what to do.
Exactly. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do follow us on socials at FFS My Dad Is. and drop us a message with whatever question you'd always wanted to ask your loved ones that maybe you never got to ask.
Yeah.
Because I will put that question to my dad.
Yeah.
Because that's what I feel like I kind of want to use this for, and I'm going to, you know, collate this. And I'm talking, there's loads of stuff.
What, are we talking death every week?
No, we're not talking death every week. Like next week, I might want to know, you know, if someone in the future, I think about, it's about looking at the conversations in the future. Aliens land, shit, what would your dad have done? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That, so what now I know, but you're kicked it by now, so I don't know what you would have done, and I might have wanted your advice on something.
All right.
So maybe not next week, but, you know, whenever... We'll just collate these different types of questions. Each time I have a new question, and we'll hash it out.
And when I'm brown bread, you can check it out.
I can check it out. This has been an Insanity Studios production.